KQED News, I'm Rachel Miro. Pride Month wrapped up yesterday with celebrations across San Francisco. While many saw it as a moment to celebrate, others used the day to call attention to the ongoing war in Gaza. KQED's Catherine Monahan reports.
At the city's annual Pride Parade, the mood is exuberant.
Love is love.
Love is love.
It is rainbow and it is love.
One love for all.
Floats full of color and music are parading down Market Street, and tens of thousands of people are out to watch, dancing and smiling and waving flags. Rachel Levine is among the marchers.
It's like 1,000 psychic rainbows barfed all over San Francisco. If you're somewhere else where you can't be yourself and you can't see this, have hope and know that you can get here one day.
Down the street, hundreds of people are taking part in a different march, calling for a boycott of the main Pride Parade. They say they refuse to join an event that's sponsored by companies that do business with Israel.
It didn't feel like there was really space for us this year.
Camelia Boutros is leading the brass band.
A lot of us are queer Arabs and queer Palestinians. I'm a queer Palestinian. We're here to parade for Palestine, against the genocide that's happening in Gaza.
In a June 4th statement, SF Pride said it welcomes pro-Palestinian groups to its parade. I'm Catherine Monahan, KQED News.
You can see photos and read more on both these events at kqed.org. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.